I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
This is The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio. My name is Matt Leon, and medical debt is a big problem in this country. One accident or one health emergency can saddle someone or a family with crippling debt for life. The state of New Jersey doing something to try and alleviate some of that debt. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more. Mike, what's going on in the Garden State?
Yeah, New Jersey's buying up and retiring outstanding medical debts. This time it's $120 million worth. The state is paying just a small fraction of that, however. $900,000 will be paid out to settle those outstanding balances. And Governor Phil Murphy said it's a tremendous opportunity to help more than 75,000 families.
This is a pretty crazy opportunity to give relief to a lot of folks who are being crushed right now.
Where does the money to do this come from? Is this taxpayer money? Is there a fund they pull from? How does that work?
Yeah, it's coming from the federal government through the American Rescue Plan.
So how actually does this work? You talk about how they're paying one number to alleviate a much bigger number in debt. It sounds like they work with an organization that does this as their specialty.
Yeah, that firm is called Undo, and they're kind of like a collection agency, but they don't do collections. So as you might know, when a bill is past due for long enough, the hospital or whomever has that outstanding balance will sell it to a collector, and then the collector tries to settle up with the person who owes the money. So Undo, they buy the debt, they just forgive the balance. So New Jersey provides them with the money to buy these packages of debt offered by the healthcare providers. And in this case, it was a bundle from the Atlantic Health System.
This can make an amazing change in folks' life, can it? I mean, this is one of the reasons I wanted to focus on this, because I think it's easy to kind of pass through it. But as I said in the open, like, you get into a car wreck and things don't go your way and you really get hurt. This can be something you're dealing with the rest of your life. This is a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars, and most regular people don't have that kind of cash just laying around, and it could completely upend all of your finances. I mean, everything can just come crashing down if you don't have the sort of cushion to get through these sort of things. It's a problem for not just people in New Jersey. It's all over the country, as you mentioned. New Jersey has been trying to take care of this. It's now the second time they've done this. So in August, they did another purchase that was eliminating $100 million of debt. And that package that the state bought was only about $500,000, $550,000 of actual money to settle that $100 million. So a little bit goes a long way in these situations. And those people who have been struggling with this really need the help.
And you mentioned that New Jersey had done this also back in August, so it's not the first time. Are we expecting this to continue, you know, for Phil Murphy's final year as governor? You know, what is there any indication whether this is done or they'll do more?
Oh, they're for sure looking to do more of this. I think Murphy sees this as one of those like best of both worlds type of situations where you're helping people and it's not taking $100 million to cure the problem.
We don't like the system, but as long as this is the system, let's maximize our hand in retiring medical debt for pennies on the dollar.
So they're going to continue looking for opportunities like this. Undo has been doing this. So I think Murphy also likes that they're not having to do all the legwork up in Trenton. You know, this Undo company is handling a lot of the legwork, and they come to the state and say, hey, look, we could do this. We can eliminate this amount of money. If we purchase this fund, can you guys do it? I think that the governor will be more than willing to have more conversations like that.
So if I'm someone that has medical debt and I am affected by this and my debt is eliminated or lessened or whatever through this, how does it work from my end? Is it something that I had to apply for, or I just get a letter saying you're off the hook?
No, you'll get notified that you're off the hook. You can apply for it. That's one of the kind of the rubs of this, is that no one can request this. These are sold off in like bulk funds. So you might be included in a group of 10,000, 20,000, whatever the number might be, of patients who have outstanding balances, but none of those patients asked to be included in that. It was just sort of put in by the hospital group saying, here's who owes us money. You can buy this debt off of us.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty joining us. And the Week in Philly marches on after this. We'll be right back.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.